When would you use an LLC in the context of a nonprofit organization or a mission-minded organization? It's a relatively narrow set of circumstances. So unlike the for-profit world where the LLC is the choice that gets used more often than not, in the nonprofit world, it's relatively rare. There are specific times you would use it, so I want to cover some of those specific times. But before I get to that, I think it's important to give a brief overview, and I do mean very brief overview, of the universe that I'm talking about. When we talk about nonprofit organizations, we're not just talking about universities and hospitals. We're not talking about local clubs. We're talking about all of it. In 2016, there were over 1.5 million tax-exempt organizations in the United States. They comprised about 10% of the nation's GDP, and about 75% of those are 501c3s and 501c4s, which are social welfare organizations. So I want to talk first about getting our mind straight with where we're going to drill down today. So in this chart, you see that nonprofit, we've got the for-profit sector and the governmental sector. You'll sometimes hear the nonprofit sector described as the third sector or the independent sector or the civil sector or the NGO sector, but it's this non-for-profit, non-governmental sector, and it's very large. There's many, many nonprofit organizations that are formed as nonprofit corporations, as charitable trusts, as unincorporated associations, sometimes as LLCs. Within that, you have tax-exempt organizations, and you've got about 29 different flavors of tax-exempt organizations under the Internal Revenue Code. The most popular, of course, and the one we all know about is 501c3, but all the way up to 529, the college savings plans, which are a tax-exempt type of creature.